TCN Mornings, a brief daily presentation for kids and parents, starts in 3, 2, 1.
The choice is yours, so choose with care.
It's Friday.
To help or hurt, to keep or share.
I'm Jim Lord.
You'll find the world's not always fair.
I know, but it's Friday.
But kindness is the answer.
On here, on now, and
everywhere.
Well, good morning, everybody. Yes, it's Friday, and it's the 19th day of April. Today is National Hanging Out Day. Well, now, I thought that was pretty cool, a national day about just hanging out with your friends. Yeah, but no, it's not about that at all. It's about hanging out laundry on a clothesline to dry in the sun and the fresh air instead of a clothes dryer, you know, to save energy and that kind of thing. So, well, it's also National Garlic Day. But I guess that's not good either for hanging out with your friends, what with, you know, garlic breath and all. So I guess never mind. We do have a beginning of a hero story, though, about two friends who liked hanging out together. Their names were Charlie and Will, and they hung out together a lot. And even when Charlie was having a difficult time, Will was still there for him. The story is called My Friend's Not Cool, and it starts right now.
A hero is a person who does special things to help others. Every hero starts out as a child, and every child can choose to become a hero.
The Character Network presents The Beginning of a Hero.
Will and Charlie had been friends since before they could remember. In fact, it seemed like they had spent most of their lives together. Of course, they had other friends, too. As they got older, all the guys began developing their own special interests and talents. Some were more interested in sports, some were really into computers, and others spent a lot of time playing music, but they were all still friends. Will was very good at music, and he hoped to be a professional musician when he grew up. Charlie thought that was cool and liked to listen to Will play and talk about his plans. But the older they got, the more Will noticed that Charlie didn't seem to have any particular interests. Charlie did work hard and make good grades, but he just liked staying at home with his family, and of course he liked to be at Will's house. Will also began to notice that the other guys were beginning to ignore Charlie. One day a boy even asked Will, "Why do you hang out with that Charlie guy? He's such a nothing." That made Will really angry. He said, "Look, he's my best friend. He's cool and I like hanging out with him." The other boy laughed. "He's anything but cool, and you're not cool either if you're his friend." Will knew there was no sense in continuing the conversation, so he just turned and walked home. He was glad to find his mom in the kitchen, and he told her what the boy had said. "Oh, Will, I'm so sorry," she said, "but that boy has just chosen to be a hurtful person, and hurtful people have been around forever. But you know what? I'm very proud of you because you stand up for Charlie and you continue to be his friend. You," said his mother, "have become Charlie's hero." I'm Jim Lord. That's what I know about the beginning of this hero, and I know that you can become a hero too. So what exactly does it mean to be cool anyway? Can you describe a friend who you think is really cool? Also, what is cool about you? And finally, have you ever been teased for not being cool? How did that make you feel? Just some things to think about. But while we're on the subject, here's a couple of other thoughts for you. You know, however you might define cool, it's really just about having confidence in yourself and being yourself with confidence. So many people identify someone they think is cool and try to be like them. That doesn't make you cool. That just makes you look silly, because it is silly. Just learn to be yourself, and learn to be yourself with confidence in the natural talents and abilities that make you, you. There's only one you, so be the best you that you can possibly be. That is true coolness. All right, straight ahead, another quote from my old Irish pappy, the question of the day, and a reflection of your future. So don't go away. Well, as I've mentioned so many times before, I hope you have someone in your life like my old Irish pappy, someone who is full of wisdom, who can teach you on a regular basis about life and how to live it better. But before we get into today's pappyism, this being Friday, let's review what he taught us Monday through Thursday. So here we go.
Monday.
It's so easy to find fault with people or situations or things because we live in an imperfect world. But instead of looking for faults, look for the good. You'll find yourself being a lot happier, and you can more readily become an encourager to others.
Tuesday.
Look carefully at every situation and responsibly form your own opinion about it. Use logic, use wisdom, and don't just try to fit in with everybody else.
Wednesday.
People have differences all the time in their viewpoints about things. And most of the time, it's not because one person is smarter than the other. It has more to do with their attitude. So guard your attitude and be sure it's not interfering with the truth about a matter, whatever that matter happens to be.
Thursday.
Some young people just like to show off and do some real stupid stuff. And sometimes it cuts life short for them. Don't be stupid. Don't be a show-off. Okay, and now here are some words of wisdom for Friday from my old Irish pappy.
Bad things happen sometimes to good people, and sometimes people use what happens to them as excuses to just give up and quit. Don't let that happen to you. There's no shame in asking for help if you truly need it, but instead of letting a difficulty hold you back, keep moving forward in spite of it. It makes you stronger and a more respectable person.
That's exactly right. Bad things do sometimes happen to good people. And sometimes people use what happens to them as excuses to just give up and quit. Don't let that happen to you. There is no shame in asking for help if you truly need it. But instead of letting a difficulty hold you back, keep moving forward in spite of it. It'll make you a stronger and a more respectable person. Now it's time for the question of the day. So in keeping with today being, among other things, National Garlic Day, let's have a question about garlic. Besides being a great additive to spicing up food, garlic has a lot of health benefits. So that's your question. Name at least three health benefits that eating garlic provides. Name at least three health benefits that eating garlic provides. Then email your answer to myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Tell us your first name, your city and state, and of course your answer. And the first correct answer will be featured right here on Monday. That email address again is myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Now about your question from yesterday. You remember that yesterday was National Animal Crackers Day, and you heard that animal crackers originated in England but came to the U.S. in the late 1800s, and that it was the Nabisco Company in 1902 that began packaging and selling them in boxes with a circus theme. And the boxes also had a string for a handle. So your question was, why did they have a string on them? Well, Noah from Knoxville, Tennessee, said they were first sold as ornaments to be hung on Christmas trees. And that's right. So there you are. And thank you, Noah, for that. Hey, one more quick segment is just ahead, but me, I'm out of here. I'll see you the first thing next week for the Monday edition of TCN Mornings right here on the Character Network.
Up next, a reflection of your future for deeper thinkers.
Dedicated to teaching positive personal vision for today's young people, the Character Network presents Jim Lord.
Have you ever had a really good idea that you shared with someone, only to have the other person declare, "It'll never work"? It kind of resembled a slap in the face, didn't it? Are you one of those people whose motto in life seems to be, "That'll never work"? You know, the negative approach of doubt, disbelief, and discouragement becomes a bad habit, a real waste of time and energy. Try instead to help make it work, or at least help figure out a way the same goal could be accomplished in another, more effective way. Now, a positive thought on the subject of being negative. Everyone has a purpose, and it's often the negative people who help keep the positive people on their toes. So if someone says to your brightest idea, "That'll never work," take it as a challenge. And when it's your turn to evaluate someone else's endeavor, learn to be an encourager. It's a lot better. For the Character Network, I'm Jim Lord, with a reflection of your future.
This has been a presentation of TCN, the Character Network. TCNmornings.com.